friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and we're always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth Time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And I'll tell you what, friend, just like Todd said, we do want this program to be a blessing. We want it to bring glory and honor to God, and we want, friend, listen, for people that listen to feel like the time that they spend with Debbie and myself is an investment, friend. Listen, we take this call serious. We take this opportunity very, very serious. Now listen, I know I'm not the greatest preacher in the world, and I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to be the best that I can be. That's all God called me to do, all God expects me to be by His grace and for His glory. That's all I want to achieve. But I really mean this, friend. We appreciate you tuning in, making a choice to listen to this old country preacher and his wife saying what a privilege it is for us to be invited into your life. I don't know, it may be in your home, in your car, at your work. I don't know, you may be incarcerated somewhere, but we are glad that you have chosen to allow us to be a part of this day. Hey, you know what the Bible says? This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'll tell you what I believe. I believe this finds you blessed. You may not feel like it. You may be sick under the weather and carrying a burden. You may be filled with many fears and doubts. Well, can I tell you, my friend, you and I are blessed. I've opened my Bible to the Psalms. My, what a great book that is. What I tell you what, we're drawn to it so many times, you and I. And the reason being, it's man speaking and speaking his heart to God. And boy, they say, listen, in these Psalms of David or the sons of Asaph or whoever writes the particular psalm, listen, friend, they speak our heart, do we not? I've opened my Bible to Psalm 66. I'm going to read 1, 2, maybe 3 verses of Scripture there and then share with you the message the Lord has laid upon my heart. But before I do that, Debbie's got one of her favorite songs, one of her best tuned up, ready to go. The title of it is Thank You, and she has written it, friend, out of a very, very, very significant time in her life, in our life, when she has been told by a physician in OSU that she's cancer free. We thank God for it. So listen as Debbie sings, Thank You.
I woke up this morning thanking you for the night's rest, looking forward to a starting of a new day. And tonight on my pillow, as I lay my head to rest, I wonder if thank you. Like me. thank you just doesn't seem enough to me. But I'll keep thanking you, and I'll keep praising your sweet name, even though it doesn't seem enough to me. Thank you, I just want to say thank you.
I want to tell you, the Price family, friend, has much to thank the Lord about, much to lift our voice up to extol Him and praise Him. Now, look, I don't always preach according to the calendar, but this morning as I was in prayer seeking God's face, seeking the leadership of the Spirit as to what I could share with you today, my heart was made to think of a couple of words, friend, actually, and well, look, we're going to preach what I believe the Lord has laid on my heart out of Psalm 66, and I'm going to talk to you today about reasons to be thankful. Oh, look, if you're saved today, your sins are under the blood. If you know that your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you've been sealed with the Spirit of God, delivered from your sins, from their past, your past, the penalty, the presence of sin, and one day, thank God, you know you'll be delivered from the presence of sin. You know what you ought to do? You ought to rear back and say a good glory, hallelujah. You ought to do what this psalmist, this unknown psalmist in Psalm 66 tells us to do in the verses that I'm going to read in your hearing. And by the grace of God, listen, friend, I want to honor our Father. I could spend day after day after day telling you, friend, how God has blessed this old country preacher, this old country boy. Listen, what He's delivered me from, where He has brought me to, and the good things, friend, listen, that I know about are yet to come, the best things, when He takes us and makes us as His own. I'm going to begin reading, if that's okay to you, in verse 16, and I'll read down maybe, I don't know, a couple of three verses. Listen to what the psalmist said. Now, the psalmist is unknown, and it doesn't matter who it is. I've read to the point that I think that it's possibly Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, that wrote this psalm. It could have been David. It could have been someone else that we'll not know of until we get to glory. But I believe in many ways, because it is a psalm written by someone unknown, friend, it could have been a psalm that you and I wrote when the psalm begins. Do you know what the psalmist did? He said, hey, son, I want everybody to get in on this. I want everybody to hear. In fact, I want all lands to make a joyful noise. Then he goes on in the psalm, and in verse 8, he said, wait just a minute. Let's just not get anybody and everybody to praise God, which we should do, friend. I'll tell you, he said, how about you people especially that know the grace of God? You people that are known as the children of God. Bless our God, ye people. Verse 8 says, now I believe the psalmist intended to pick up or identify the people of God, meaning the children of Israel. And I'm telling you again, friend, if you know the grace of God, if you've been delivered from the power of sin, I want you to know you and I both have much to praise God for. You and I both have much reason to lift up our voice and do as the psalmist says that he did. He said in verse 16 and following, he said, come and hear, O ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I will cry unto Him with my mouth, and will extol Him with my tongue. Oh, listen, friend, we ought to do that. We ought to use our tongue to praise God highly, should we not? I was teaching last evening in the church that God has blessed me with the ability and the privilege to pastor, and I was telling them how that it just simply goes over my understanding, how that I, a lump of clay, can use my tongue to be a blessing to God. How it is that I can praise Him and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, and it does. How can I, a sinner that's been saved by grace, say, God, my Father, I love You. And some way or another, that moves Him. It touches Him. I would even dare say meets a need or a desire. And I say that reverently. I know God, listen, His whole, He's complete. He doesn't need me, but all He wants me. He created me for these things and You for these things. And surely we ought to give God the praise that's due His name. You saw, preacher, what have I got to praise Him for? Listen, if you've got life and breath, that's a gift from God. Oh, look, that doesn't mean that life's always easy. This old preacher carries his burdens. He's got his scars. He's got his valleys and the memories of them. But oh, can I tell you, the blessings of God, listen, friend, are more and more plenteous and higher and deeper than the times of battle, the times of walking by faith. Never alone, friend, never alone, but by faith, so that God can be glorified. And you say, what have I got to be thankful for, preacher? Well, friend, I'm telling you, if you're saved, you've got more to be thankful for than you've probably got time. And if you're like me, sense to thank God for. Listen, I believe this psalmist says, I want to praise God. And there's a lot of reasons that I could praise Him. I believe this psalmist says, look, I want to praise Him, and you could too, because you're converted. Hey, friend, listen, you've been made a new creature in Christ. How about the fact that you've been redeemed? You've been pardoned from your guilt. I mean, you've got the peace of God in your soul that passes understanding. You've given the ability to overcome sin. You've got the comfort of a peace, friend, in the face of death, knowing that heaven is your home. Hey, friend, listen, it's not a matter of, do I have something to thank God for? Do I have reason to extol His name? Hey, the question is, will we do it? So you say, preacher, what are your reasons? Now listen, they're simple. I believe they're simple, but they're sublime. Oh, how wonderful these words are that the Lord just simply laid on my heart. And when I give them to you, friend, I'm not going to exhaust any of them. I'm just going to tell you about them. I'm going to tell you about what God has done for me. First of all, I want you to know, friend, listen, one of the reasons that I want to praise God and thank Him for being so good and gracious to me. And there are multitudes of things that I could say, or I could spend my time thanking Him that I'm an American, being born in this free land, have the opportunity to worship God according to the dictates of my heart, have the opportunity to speak free and freely without fear and fret of repercussions. Oh, friend, what a thing that it is to be an American. To be born in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But can I tell you something? I've got something better. Thank God. Listen, I'll tell you the first reason I want to thank God is that I'm saved. Oh, what a precious thing that is to be saved. Oh, I remember when I was lost. I remember, friend, listen, when I was on my way to a devil's hell. I was on my way to a Christless eternity. I remember the fear that I had in my heart. I remember the dread of judgment that I had, friend, before me. I remember, bless God, that I knew that I'd have to give an account of of what I had done with Jesus if I stood before God in judgment. But all April the 23rd, 1974, the Holy Spirit came to visit my heart and my home. And you know what He did, friend? In an altar of prayer, I knelt and I repented of my sin. And by faith, the Lord saved me, and I say glory, hallelujah, to that very thing. I'm saved today. I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm saved for the glory of God. And hey, I want to announce to all the demons in hell and the devil himself that I'm saved for eternity by the grace of God. I'm glad to know that although I'm saved, I'm not perfect, but bless His holy name, the one who saved me. Saved me with a perfect salvation, and I say glory, hallelujah, right there. What else are you happy about, preacher? What else are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for the fact that in light God saved me. He did it by sending His Son. Isn't that amazing? Oh, how God loves us. Can we imagine, friend? Can we comprehend for just a moment of time of the great love that God has bestowed upon us? He told Israel in Jeremiah 33:1 or 31:3, He said, "Oh, I've loved thee with an everlasting love." He told the disciples at the upper room table on the night before His crucifixion, He said, "Having loved His own," John did, "from the beginning, He loved them unto the end." And even God said it so clearly in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Now listen. Listen to what I'm going to say. God, listen, didn't send an angel to save somebody like me. God didn't send another man's son, but God sent His only begotten, His one-of-a-kind son that He loved, that was in His bosom from the beginning. I'm telling you, in the beginning, God created. Hey, the 8th chapter, I believe it is, of Proverbs says that wisdom was in the beginning with God. He was talking about God, who John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." They were there together in the beginning, but yet the Father sent His Son to redeem a sinner like me. Oh, why wouldn't I extol Him today for the fact that God sent His Son? So important it was for us to know it in the book of John. At least 45 times. It's mentioned, I believe, 55 times. But at least 45 times God tells us through John the Apostle that God sent His Son. How wonderful. And you know why He sent Him? Here's something else to be thankful for. He sent His Son to save me. And He sent Him, friend, listen, as a substitute. Oh, thank God for that substitute. You say, what is a substitute, preacher? Well, a substitute is someone that takes another's place. Someone who is willing to do for what the other person was doing. I'll never forget the first time I was called on by the coach to come to the pitch playing basketball. I thought, man, listen, I've done something really good. He's going to congratulate me. But you know what I found out when I got to the bench after my substitute took my place? My coach wasn't real happy with me. But oh, listen, friend. Hey, listen, friend, God sent His Son to be the substitute of T.K. Price, to die on an old rugged cross that should have been mine. He was willing to take my place. He was willing, listen now, friend, not only to die for me, but He died as me. Oh, why wouldn't I thank Him? Why wouldn't I praise Him? Why wouldn't I extol Him? Why wouldn't I call on the world and you, my friend, and to hear what God has done for this sinner, saved by grace? Listen, He died on a cross that should have been mine. He suffered my shame. He suffered my pain. He suffered my separation from God. Hey, friend, listen. How I ought to be thankful for the things that the Son of God has done for me in bringing salvation to me, because He became my substitute. My substitute was my sacrifice. You see, I owed a debt that I could not pay, and He paid a debt He did not owe. That's the way it goes. That's what redemption is. That's, listen, friend, what substitution is. And oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, He not only died for me, but He died for you, sir, you, ma'am. Hey, listen, isn't your life empty? Don't you need peace in your heart? Don't you need a purpose? You hope to find pardon someday. Well, listen, you can find more than pardon. You can find, listen, the peace of God that passes understanding. You could be put in a place, friend, where when God looks at you, He looks at you as He looks at His Son, and it's more than when He looks at you than if you had never sinned. He'll look at you as if you had never been a sinner. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, listen, friend, I've got reasons to be thankful today. I've got reason to be thankful that I'm saved, because God sent His Son as a Savior, the substitute for this old sinner, who offered Himself a sacrifice in my stead, in my place. He paid the debt. He paid the redemption price, the redemptive price of my soul. And oh, I just want to praise God. I just want to thank Him. I just want to glorify Him and honor Him today, friend. Oh, and so should you. So should you, friend. So should you. But let me give you one more. My time's running out. I'm thankful for the salvation that I had. I remember as a young preacher learning what I think to be a really good definition of salvation. You know what salvation means? It means divine, complete deliverance from sin. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now listen, when Jesus found me, He found me in the slave market of sin. Paul said that I was sold under sin. He bought me, friend, off the auction block of sin. That's where He bought me. But oh, when He paid the price, when He offered Himself as a substitute and willingly gave Himself as my sacrifice, listen, He may have found me in the slave market of sin, but He bought me out. Thank God. And you know what He did in paying the debt that He did when He died? Hey, He guaranteed that I'd never, glory to God, go back to that place again. Now listen, this old preacher hasn't been perfect, neither of you. Nobody outside of Christ that I know has. But I'll tell you, friend, listen, I'm not going back to where I was and what I used to be. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. Listen, friend, and you can be too if you just turn to Him today. His salvation, friend, is deliverance from the penalty of sin. Oh, I was afraid I would die and go to hell the night I got saved. I was scared to death. I knew that if I died, drew my last breath, closed my eyes in this life, I'd open them the next in the pits of hell. But oh, the Holy Spirit came and convicted me. The Word of God came and convinced me. And the peace of God came and overflowed me when I said yes to Jesus. Oh, sinner friend, there's salvation not only for me, but for you if you'll just call upon Him. And you know what all this does? You know what all this ends in? It ends in satisfaction. Oh, the psalmist said, I'll be satisfied when I'm changed in His likeness. But can I tell you what? You can be satisfied with the work of salvation in this life that God does for you. You can be satisfied, friend, listen, with the sweetness of the Spirit of God who comes to indwell you, with the truths of the Word of God, with the promises of God Himself that says things like, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you always to the end of the world. Things like greater is He now that you're saved is the unspoken word in 1 John 4:1. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Hey, listen, friend. Listen, sinner friend, we're in the season of Thanksgiving, at the making of this program and the airing of this program, but just a few days away. We've got much to thank Him for, but look, sinner friend, you can thank Him for the fact that He'll accept you if you'll come to Him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that he that cometh to me, Jesus did, I will in no wise cast out. I'm telling you, the Bible says, if thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Why don't you go to Him? Repent of your sin. Receive Christ by faith. Tell Him you're sorry. Tell Him the best you know how. You repent of your sin. You turn from them unto Christ, and that you believe He died for you, so you want to live for Him. Tell Him that. Tell Him today. You'll have reasons to be thankful for eternity. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDeBbie at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.